Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. Today, we got the Week 8 Challenge list to go over, so let's go over it right now. To start out, the one that is available for free to everybody is Place Traps. You got to place 10 of those. You need to search chests in Willing Woods, get 7 of those, and you need to get Shotgun Eliminations. You need to get 4 of them. Now, if you have the Battle Pass, to get these challenges, you need to have the Battle Pass, and these ones are deal damage with a pickaxe to opponents, 250 damage total. Use a rift at different rift spawn locations. You need to hit 10 different locations in total. You need to search between 3 oversized seats, and that's just a searching one. And then there is another stage one here today, and it is eliminate opponents in Greasy Grove. You need to do 3 there. Then stage 2 is going to be eliminate opponents in Lonely Lodge, and then stage 3 will be eliminate opponents in Fatal Fields. So that's our Week 8 challenge list. Let's go over how to get one of these done. The first one I'm going to talk about is the search between 3 oversized chairs. Somebody posted about this over in the Discord, so I'm going to go ahead and do that one first here in the show, since it's already been talked about. Just to get a little bit more detail about this, if you want to know where the chairs actually are, the first one is just the location that is known as chair. That's what everybody in the game calls it. The location is called chair because they have the big structure in-game that is built to look like a giant chair made out of wood, and this is south of Shifty Shafts. The second big chair that they are talking about is the giant toilet that is at Flush Factory, and then there is another giant chair at the unnamed factory that is, kind of northeast of where Flush Factory is. Now, in between these three locations is a big mountain, and if you go look on the grid, it's D9 is where the mountain is. You can land right on top of that mountain there, and then near the edge, in a patch of dirt, that is where you're going to find the Battle Star. The Battle Star is always in a patch of dirt, but yeah, that's where you're going to go find that. So go ahead and go get that challenge done, and we'll go over the rest of the challenges throughout the week. Let's go over what's in the item shop today. Over in the item shop, we got a couple of biker gang inspired skins and themed items that I am really liking. I like the last biker ones that they gave. This is a different sort of biker. But these ones, we have the Backbone skin, we get the Chopper skin, you get the Throttle harvesting tool, and you get the Blaze glider. These are really cool. I like these ones a lot as well. These ones are a little bit less than the whiteout motorcycle riders, but they are still just as cool. In the daily items, you get the True Heart emote, you get the Gumdrop glider, you get the Whiplash skin, you get the Recon Specialist skin, there is the Pure Salt emote, and the Lucky Harvesting Tool. So a lot of cool items in the item shop today. Let's see what else I want to go over. Let's do a tip of the day here. The tip of the day is our loadout. The meta's been changing a little bit recently, and we actually have, after this last most recent update to the game, we have a new option available to us to arrange our items. So let's go over again. I haven't talked about this maybe since the beginning when I first started this podcast, but there is a certain structure or a certain way that I like to have my weapon slots set up. And I like to have them set up that way consistently. That way I can always, I always have a better feel of where my guns are going to be, and I don't have to remember every match like, okay, my shotgun's in slot 2, or the next match, oh, I have my shotgun in slot 5, or whatever weapon it is that you need to get to in a certain situation. You can always know that you have your stuff set up the way you want it to be when you have a moment to rearrange things. Let's see here. So in slot 1, I always like my AR in slot 1. That has never changed for me. That's the preferred place I like to put my AR. In slot 2, that's where I like to have my drum gun or some sort of SMG. Let's see here. In slot 3, that's where I like to have my shotgun. And I like having my SMG and shotgun right next to each other because that is a good combo. You can go, you know, you can hit a shotgun shot on somebody and then switch over back to your drum gun or SMG right after that, and that is a good combo in the game right now. So I like to have those right next to each other. Slot 4. In slot 4, I'm always going to have... that's where I'm going to put my explosives, snipers, or extra healables if I'm carrying two different healables. Explosives, they can be anything like, you know, rocket launchers, grenade launchers. It can be, you know, your grenades, clingers, stink bombs, any of that stuff. If you're good with a sniper, if you have a sniper and you would prefer that over your explosives, then you can put your sniper there as well. And then again, extra healables if you're, you know, especially if you are playing, duos or squads and you have been, like, you're being dedicated to the guy that's carrying the healable stuff. Now, slot 5, this is where I definitely always have, if I have healables, I always have my healables in slot 5. And with the latest update, again, this is great that they added the option in there to whenever you pick up a healable, it's going to go all the way to the right, the most, the open slot farthest to the right. I love that. That's a big help for me. That's one less thing I have to organize. Again, I'm hoping one day that they will let you do your customized loadout. That way you can always map, say, you know, I have no weapons at all, and the first gun I pick up is a shotgun, that it would automatically put it in a slot 3 for me, which was where I like my shotguns. It'd be cool if we can all have a custom loadout map. That would be cool if they add that in for us in the future. That's just a little hope and wish for me, Fortnite. So if you guys are listening, that would be something great to work on. Let's see here. What else I want to talk about? Last thing I want to talk about really is PAX West. It starts tomorrow. Again, if you are attending and you have a badge, you can go to 8th and Pine at the Yakima Conference Center over there, and go to the Fortnite table that they have set up there, and you can get registered. It starts at 8 a.m. You're probably going to want to be in line pretty early because, you know, it's potentially a big prize that you can win if you make it all the way to the grand finals on Monday. But anybody who's going to PAX West, I hope you guys have a lot of fun. Again, I'm not going to get to go. I wasn't able to get tickets, and then now I actually am going to be working all weekend long, so I might try to stop by there still in the morning one or two of those days just to see what the atmosphere is like around the Fortnite stuff, but at this point it looks like I might not even get to attend at all. So those of you who do, I hope you have a lot of fun, and if you get into the tournament, I wish you a lot of luck. And yeah, again, main thing, you know, have fun while you're there. Alrighty guys, let's see here. On the way out here, I just want to remind you that you can support Daily Fortnite for as little as $1 a month by going to anchor.fm/dailyfortnite and using that listener support button. Also, you can support the show by going to iTunes and rating, reviewing, and subscribing. Again, you leave that 5-star rating and a written review and you will get shouted out here on the show. You can go over to Discord and join our Discord server. Again, a lot of good conversations over there, just good times over there hanging out with all of you guys and chatting it up with you guys. Same thing with my Twitch. Usually when I'm over on my Twitch, I'm just playing and having a good time, trying to get cool stuff done. If you see me playing solos, I'm most likely landing in Tilted Towers, just trying to get some high kill games or some games where there's a lot of action at least. Or I've been going over to Tomato Temple a lot lately because that's a popular area where a lot of people have been dropping and been getting a lot of good fun action in that new point of interest as well. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, I think that's going to be all I have for you today, guys. Until tomorrow. Again, tomorrow we're going to come back. We'll go over another one of these challenges and how to get it done. And we'll just kind of do that throughout the week. We'll get back to our regular schedule of doing that. Give everybody time to do them throughout the week and get caught up and get all the details on those. Alrighty, guys. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.